KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 72 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a high of 81. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Radar shows some scattered showers and thunderstorms basically north of Harlan and between Harlan and Audubon and just to the around the Jefferson area. Some scattered light rain around Greenfield. In the news, Red Oak Police Tuesday arrested 43-year-old Robert Allen Childs of Red Oak on a Page County warrant for interference with official acts. Childs was taken into custody at around 5:50 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was held on $300 bond. Police in Red Oak investigating a reported hit-and-run property damage accident located the suspect vehicle and cited a woman for failure to obey a stop sign. Authorities were called to Highway 34 and Ironwood Road at around 7:30 p.m. Tuesday. When they arrived, they spoke with 17-year-old Justin Bernard of Red Oak, who told them the accident had taken place at Eastern and Summit Streets when the driver of a Pontiac Grand Am ran the stop sign and his 2000 Chevy pickup hit the right rear corner of the car. The other driver left the scene after briefly pulling over. Bernard followed the car to the area where the officers had initially responded and was able to obtain information from a witness who was able to provide a license plate number of the vehicle. Officers located 19-year-old Savannah Abraham of Red Oak and issued her the citation. Damage from the collision amounted to $1,300. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports 24-year-old Tanner Devin Jimison of Clarinda was arrested Friday on a warrant for failure to appear in court. Jimison was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $2,000 bond. Authorities in Union County say two men have entered guilty pleas in connection to the June 3, 2016 robbery of a Casey store at South Elm and Taylor Streets in Creston. Last Friday, 19-year-old Darrell Malik Thornton Culbertson pled guilty to the armed robbery, and he was found guilty of possession with the intent to deliver a controlled substance as a result of evidence discovered during the execution of a search warrant that followed the robbery. During the course of that investigation, officers learned of additional information which linked Thornton Culbertson to the armed robbery of the Creston Casey store at 200 South Elm on October 21, 2015. Thornton Culbertson pled guilty to that crime as well. Because he was on probation at the time he committed the crimes, the court revoked his probation and ordered all the sentences to be served consecutively. As a result, Thornton Culbertson received an indeterminate sentence of 50 years in prison. The case followed court proceedings on August 26th of this year involving a co-defendant, 20-year-old Francisco Martinez. Martinez pled guilty to conspiracy to commit armed robbery of the Creston Casey store at South Elm and Taylor on June 3rd, 2016. In connection with that incident, he was also found guilty of possession of a controlled substance as a result of evidence discovered during the search warrant following the robbery. And as a result, Martinez was sentenced to 11 years in prison. A traffic stop in Exira at around 2 a.m. Sunday resulted in the driver of the vehicle being arrested for OWI first offense. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said 34-year-old Arthur Dean Holly of Guthrie Center was taken into custody and brought to the Audubon County Jail. He was later released and is scheduled to appear in court September the 8th. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports 41-year-old William Earl Bolio of Adair was arrested last Thursday for disorderly conduct and harassment of a public official after he allegedly became belligerent with the Adair City Clerk while attempting to pay his water bill and preventing her from performing her duties. Bolio was later released from the Adair County Jail on a $300 bond. And a woman from Stewart was arrested Friday night on a warrant for violating a court order on charges of child endangerment and a controlled substance violation. 24-year-old Heather Armstrong was being held at the Adair County Jail on $30,000 bond. As we come upon the 15-year anniversary of the September 11, 2001 attacks on our nation, the Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency and others recognize September as National Preparedness Month. Disasters can and will happen. It's just a matter of when and where they will strike next. Being prepared not only lessens the risk for severe injuries or loss of property, but makes you a better Iowan for acknowledging those risks and being prepared for any type of emergency. Montgomery County Emergency Management Director Brian Hammond says there are several simple steps that can ensure you, your family, and place of business are prepared. Those steps include making an emergency plan, building an emergency kit, and being aware of the hazards in your area that could impact you. For more preparedness tips, go to www.beready.iowa.gov. In our funeral announcements, Larry Johnson, age 78, of the Fontenelle and Greenfield areas, died Thursday in Boone. Funeral services for Larry Johnson will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, with Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of arrangements. Wilma Jewell, age 93, who's formerly of Audubon, died Saturday in Pella. Funeral services for Wilma Jewell will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Viola Haas, age 88, of Harlan, died Sunday in Manila. Funeral services for Viola Haas will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Carolyn Steele, age 84, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Sunday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Funeral services for Carolyn Steele will be Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Harold Hankey, longtime Atlantic resident and retired jewelry store owner, died May 15th in Rancho Mirage, California. A celebration of life service for Harold Hankey will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Errol Perdue, age 92, of Griswold, died August 23rd at the Griswold Care Center. Cremation has taken place, and a memorial service for Errol Perdue will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Lowell Jewell, age 70, formerly of Harlan, died Friday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Lowell Jewell will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Dick Newberry, age 74, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Dick Newberry will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Linda Lou Chambers, age 72, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Linda Lou Chambers will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Gunnar Nielsen, age 91, of Harlan, died Monday at Murtu Memorial Hospital. A private family burial is planned for Gunnar Nielsen. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.